Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, two messages in on the WhatsApp line. Dankie Moritz vir die een wat jy ingestuur het. There's been a bump and bashing on the N3 South just before London Road. Traffic is going to start backing up there, and a collision as well on the N1 North just before the Rigel Avenue off-ramp.
The Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa says it is shocked by the abduction, rape and assault of two nurses at the Tshwane Clinic in Limpopo. According to reports from the Limpopo Department of Health, heavily armed men entered the clinic, overpowered three security personnel and tied them up before abducting the two nurses. Denosa's Provincial Secretary Jacob Malope.
We believe that the department must really strengthen the security in our facilitation. And this incident really reversed all the progress that have been made by the department in terms of ensuring that our communities access health services even after hours.
And the United Nations Children's Fund says an estimated 3.2 million children under the age of 5 are expected to face acute malnutrition this year in war-torn Syria. Famine has already gripped 5 areas across Sudan, according to a report last month by the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification. I'm Mule Pinar, more news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. Toulouse captain Antoine Dupont questioned the logic behind South African sides playing in the Champions Cup as it forces teams to name second string lineups due to lengthy travel constraints. Now in December's second round of the game's former European Cup, the Sharks and the Stormers sent weakened teams for the games in England. And speaking of that, the Vodacom Bulls, well, they've named a virtual second string side for tomorrow night's Investec Challenge Cup match against French side Castres. Rotating the entire squad in the starting lineup for the game that they need to win if they're to qualify for the playoffs of the competition. And the Blitzbox are already hard at work for next Sevens event. That's the 2024-25 HSBC Sevens calendar is heading now down to Perth in Australia. The Springbok side, the Springbok Sevens side emerged victorious in their home game in Cape Town last month, where they beat France 26-14 in the final. Coach Philip Snyman's Chargers received the challenging draw in the Perth Sevens, which takes place from the 24th until the 26th of Jan. And Devil Brevis and all-rounder Delano Potgieter produced brilliant individual performances to guide the Mumbai Indians to a crushing 97-run victory over defending champions the Sunrisers Eastern Cape in the opening match of the SA20 at St. George's Park in Gqeberha yesterday. The Durban Supergiants then take on the Pretoria Capitals, that one happening this evening at 5:30. And the South African under-19 women's team capped off a warm-up T20 series against the United States this week with a 2-1 victory. The series took place in Cape Town ahead of the T20 World Cup that's happening in Malaysia, which is due to start on the 18th of Jan. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.
Say laat my bewe soos 'n ysblok in my hand. My hart is tevrede, want sy het my toegelaat. Ver weg genoeg om teen my te wees en het ring oor my siel. Jy is die rede dat ek hier sal bly. Ek is tevrede, dis net ek en jy, uiteindelik saam met mekaar. Jy, jy's die kaapse wind wat deur my waai, en ek het klaar besluit om om te draai. En ek bly